school. They are calling out starting lineup. Tuckerman enters this game, according to Scorebook Live anyway, 22-14. And Mamma Spring enters this game 16-19 on the season. Now, both of these teams have met before, at least twice, according to Scorebook Live. Also, they met on December 17th. Mammoth lost that game here at Tuckerman 76-33. And then on January 24th at the Bear Den, they fell as well, 60-47 final on that one. So the starting five for the Mammoth Spring Bears include Aiden Messini, Rice Nicholson, Braxton Sneed, Gavin Vandiver, and Caleb Michael. And now they're about to call the starting lineups for Tuckerman. As you can hear, it is loud in here, folks. Quite the crowd here tonight for the district tournament at Tuckerman. And we will call out the starters as they come out of the huddle down there for some, you know, home game activities whenever they start calling out the starting lineups at home. First one to come out of that huddle is number two for Tuckerman. That is Neil. Number three is the next one to come out of there. That is Church. Next one out of the huddle is number one. That's Watson. Number 11 is the next one. Welcome. And the last one to come out of that huddle is number four. That is King. So we have called out our starting lineups. We've got 8 minutes on the clock, and the ball has been thrown to mid-four. We are ready for tip-off here in Tuckerman. The Bears are wearing those blue jerseys, checkered in black. Tuckerman is in their white home jerseys with the black stripes on the side. It's going to be a good game, like I mentioned. Here we go. Tip-off on the way in just a moment. Caleb Michaels and number four, King, up for the tip. They both jumped before the ref even threw the ball. Here we go again, and Tuckerman looks like they're going to come away with the basketball. 7:55, we are underway here in Tuckerman in the 2A2 district tournament. Mamma Spring Bears, Tuckerman Bulldogs. Bulldogs with it here. Watson with it. Watson gets it over to Neal. Neal has top the key, sets up his offense, gets it back over to Watson. Watson thought about the three, hands it over to number three, Church. He's going to lose it out of bounds. It's going to be Bear basketball. First possession of the game for Mamma Spring. Braxton Sneed will pass it in here. Sneed on the inbound, gets it into Messini. Full court pressure on by the Bulldogs. Messini gets it across the time stripe. Gets a screen from Caleb Michael. Messini hands it off to Nicholson, picks up his dribble, back to Messini. Messini with it here. Messini's going to drive inside, and he's going to get tied up down low with a Bulldog. It's going to be jump ball. It remains with the Bears. Physical game so far. Nicholson's going to inbound it on his own sideline, baseline. He gets it out to Sneed. Sneed way out near the logo, gets it over to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Messini, thought about the three. Messini gets it back to Nicholson. Nicholson's going to fire a three. It's off the rim, no good. It's going to roll out of bounds, and that will be Bulldog basketball. Nothing, nothing, our score here with 7:12 left to play in the first quarter. Bulldog basketball. Watson's going to inbound it. Watson gets it up to number three, Church, there across the timeline, back over to Neal. Neal with the basketball. Neal gets it back to Watson. Now back to Neal. And it's going to be a turnover. They went into the backcourt accidentally, and it's going to be Bear basketball now at the midcourt line. Sneed's going to inbound it to Messini in the backcourt. Gets it to Nicholson. Nicholson still in the backcourt. Gets across the timeline. Nicholson to Sneed now. Sneed gets it over to Vandiver, now to Messini. Messini back down low to Sneed. Sneed mid-range jumper up and good. Number 34, that's Sneed with his first 2 points of the game. Number two, that's Neal, fires a three for the Bulldogs. It's no good. King pulls it down for the offensive rebound. They get it down low to number 11. That's Odom with it. Odom gets it back out to Watson. Watson drives down low, and he traveled. Turnover on the Bulldogs. Fair basketball. So Sneed will inbound it here. 2-0 our score. 6:21 to play in the first quarter. And Sneed was going to inbound it there on the baseline. He actually called the timeout himself. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
And we're back here at the at the Tuckerman High School. I've got them and Truman mixed up all week. They're the host of the 2A2 District Tournament. Bear basketball out of the Bears timeout, 6:21 to play in the first quarter. Vandiver with the basketball, gets it up to Messini. Messini needs some help. They've got some midcourt pressure. Nicholson's got it now. Nicholson picks up his dribble. He's going to have to get across. He gets it up to Sneed across the timeline, and now back to Nicholson. Nicholson has stopped the key, 6:06 to play in the first quarter, 19 on the shot clock. Messini with it now. Messini gets it to Michaels, now to Nicholson. Nicholson, top of the key, drives inside, now back out. Nicholson, back to Messini. Messini has stopped the key, thought about popping a three, now to Nicholson. Nicholson drives inside. Missed foul call kind of looks like there, but the officials don't call it. And now they're going to have a run and score on the other end. Number two, Neal. He gets up for two, and it's good down low. There was 5:39 left to play. We're knotted up at two here early in the first quarter. It's inbounded to Michaels. Back over to Braxton Sneed now. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed gets it across to Michaels. Now over to Nicholson there across the timeline. Shot clock ticking at 25. Sneed's going to set up his offense. Over to Nicholson now. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Back to Messini. Messini waiting for somebody to get open, gets it over to Nicholson. Nicholson thought about driving inside, pulls it back out, gives it to Messini. Messini, still with the basketball here, drives inside, mid-range jumper up, and it's pulled down by number two, Neal. He's going to run the end of the floor. He puts up a shot. It's off the rim, no good, and it's pulled down by Nicholson. Nicholson gets it up to Messini. Messini tried to get it down low to Michaels. Michaels has got it. And now passes it back out to Sneed for three. No good. Vandiver tried to get the rebound, but they're going to call him for over the back. And that's going to be his first foul of the game. So Sneed missed the three. Vandiver tried to go over his back and tried to get the basketball. Just a little bit too hard there. And that's how he picked up his first foul. 4:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Bulldog basketball, number two, that's Neal with it here. Neal gets it down low to number 11. Odom, his shot up for two, and it's good, and they've taken a two-point lead. 4-2 our score, 4:29 to go in the first quarter. Sneed still has it here. Sneed thought that Caleb Michaels was way up there. He wasn't, though. That's going to be a turnover on the Bears, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball. So here we go, back with the Bulldogs on offense. Number one, that's Watson with it. Watson gets it over to number two, that's Neal. He's guarded by Messini, guarded well. Now gets it in the corner to number 11, Odom. Thought about the three, back over to Neal. Neal to Watson, now over to Church. Church with it in the corner, back to Neal, back to Church. Church going to drive inside, now kicks it back out to Watson. Watson, mid-range jumper is up and good. Watson with the mid-range jump shot. It's up and good. They've got a 6-2 lead now, and they steal it and shot away. Count it in a foul. And that is quite the scoring drive there for the Bulldogs. The number one was able to get the steal down low immediately after his layup. He scored, got the steal, went back up. It went in, and they say he got fouled as well. They call that foul. I think they might have called it on. I'm not sure who they called that on. Watson missed his first free throw. He missed his and one free throw, and it's going to be Bear basketball now. They call that foul number 34, Braxton Sneed, his first one of the game. Bear basketball now. Body's in the basketball game. Messini has checked out. Body with it here. Body's picked up his dribble. He's got to get some help. Nicholson now takes it away from him. Nicholson thought about driving inside. Back to Body. Body gets it taken away by number two, Neal. Neal on the other end puts up a shot. It's up and no good, but he's fouled, and he will head to the free throw line. Foul on number 24, Gavin Vandiver. That's his second of the game. Got to be careful here. That's two fouls to pick up awfully quick here in the first quarter. Going to have to be cautious. Neal's at the free throw line. Got two on the way. First one's off the front of the rim. No good. Matheny's going to check in here for the Bears. Matheny checks in for Vandiver. Again, he's got two fouls early. And Neal is going to get one more chance here from the line. 3:25 left to go in the first quarter. It's up on the way. It's off the back of the Springboks. No good. Nicholson gets it, and he's going to be fouled after he gets the rebound. Nicholson fouled after the rebound, fouled by number two, Neal, who is at the free throw line. That's his first of the game. So Matheny gets it on the inbound here. Matheny across the time stripe. Matheny gets it over to Boddy. Boddy now over to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Matheny out top. Matheny had it poked away. Oh, they're going to say that went off the hands of the Bears. Turnover on the Bears as it went out of bounds, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball. So a bad pass there, I guess, got poked out of bounds by a Bear, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball here. They lead it by 6, 8-2 our score, 3:05 left to play in the first quarter. Neal with the basketball. Neal gets it in the corner to number one. That's Watson. Watson back out to Church, top the key, going to pop a three. It's up and good. Neal with the three-pointer. He's got his fifth point of the game already. Nicholson with the basketball. Bears in a hurry. Gets it over to Boddy. Now back to Sneed. Sneed going to set up his offense. Top of the key. Gets it over to Matheny. Matheny back over to Sneed. Sneed in the corner. Drives along the baseline. He's going to be fouled by a Bulldog. Let's see who they called that on. Foul called on number zero, Ashley. That'll be his first foul of the game. Team's second foul. 2:34 left here in the first quarter. Bears trail at 11-2. Boddy on the inbound gets it up to Michaels. Michaels tried to drive inside, had it taken away by Watson. Watson with the basketball gets it in the corner. It was taken away by Neal, and now Watson has it. Watson gets it over to Ashley. Ashley back to Church. Now back to Watson. Watson got it down low to number 20. See, number 22, that was Gates, and he lost it off his foot out of bounds. It's a turnover. Now Bear basketball. So they inbound it over to Michaels. Now to Nicholson. This full court pressure really hurting the Bears this early. Matheny gets it across the timeline now. Matheny gets it over to Boddy. Boddy now back over to Sneed. Sneed skips it across to Nicholson, top of the key. He thought about driving inside, picks up his dribble. Now to Matheny. He's going to pop a three. It's good. Aiden Matheny with his first 3 points of the night. The Bears have five now. Aiden Matheny with a big three there here in the first quarter. Bulldog basketball now. Number two, that's Neal. He's going to pop a deep three. It's no good. Boddy's got the rebound for the Bears. Boddy gets it over to Sneed. He'll bring it up. Sneed gets picked up by Neal. Now back over to Matheny. Matheny with the basketball. Top of the key. Now to Nicholson. Nicholson gets it over to Sneed. Sneed with it here. Sneed gets it off to Matheny. Matheny out near the wing. Gets it back to Nicholson out top. Nicholson with it here. Tried driving inside. Went off his foot, I think. Number one, Watson took it away. He drives way up and in. It's good. Watson, I believe that is his sixth point of this game so far. He's having quite the night already. 13-5 our score, 55 seconds to go. Nicholson across the time mark. Nicholson got it down low to Boddy. Boddy goes up for two off the glass. No good. And it's pulled down by the Bulldogs. They get it up the floor to number one. Watson with it here. Watson tried to get it down low for an alley-oop to Church. Matheny's going to take it away. They're on the floor for it. But Coach Cooper gets a timeout called in time to keep possession. And we're going to take it with them. 13-5 our score, 37.2 seconds left in the first quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back here at the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. And folks, what a physical game so far. 13-5 our score. Bears have the basketball, 36.2 seconds in running now out of the timeout. Body with the basketball. He's across the timeline. Gets it down low to Nicholson. Nicholson at the block. Got to get some help outside to Messini. Messini's going to pop the three, and it's good. Messini with his second three of the game. Brings the Bears back within five. 13-8 our score. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bulldog basketball. Let's see. Neal has it here. Neal gets it to Watson. Back to Neal. Neal's going to pop up a mid-range jump shot. It's off the rim. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Bears, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball on the baseline. So number one here, that's Watson, going to inbound it. Watson gets it in to Neal. Neal going to pop a three at the horn. It's no good. And that's how your first quarter comes to an end. 13-8 our score. Bears trail it by five. We've got your second quarter coming up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back here at the 2A2 District Tournament at Tuckerman High School. Mammoth Spring Bears, Tuckerman Bulldogs facing off in the, I believe it's near the semifinals, could be the quarterfinal round, but a good game nonetheless. 13-8 our score. We are back underway here in the second quarter. Bulldog basketball to get us started. Odom gets it over to Watson. Watson stops the key back to Odom. They try to get it down low. Caleb Michaels is going to take it away here early. He gets it up to Body. Body's going to control things, go across the timeline, sets up his offense. Over to Nicholson now. Nicholson gets it back over to Messini. Messini at the top of the key, got a drive to the basket, but he's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to call that a shooting foul. They call it on number three. That's Church, his first foul of the game. They're actually going to say that was on the floor. So Matheny to inbound it here for the Bears. Good drive by him to pick up the foul. Gets it into Michaels. Now to Nicholson. Back to Matheny. Matheny outside near the wing. Matheny skips it across to Sneed. Sneed. Now over to Nicholson. Nicholson out near the logo. Top of the key back to Matheny. Matheny with it here. Matheny. Or excuse me, that's Sneed. Drives along the baseline. His shot up. No good. But I think they're going to call either an illegal screen. I'm not sure what they called. But it's going to be a turnover nonetheless for the Bears. Bulldog basketball, 7:15 to play in the second quarter, 13-8 our score. Bears trail it by five. Good defense by both teams so far. That's Neal with the basketball. Neal gets it over to Odom. Odom back over to Neal. Neal going to try to drive inside, gets it back to Watson. Now over to King. King travels down low with it. Turnover, Bulldogs, Bear basketball. Bear basketball, 6:57 to play in the half. Sneed inbounds it to Michaels. Now back to Sneed. Full court pressure's on. Up to Nicholson. Nicholson will get across the timeline. He needs some help. He's trapped. He gets it up to Body, thankfully. Body with it here outside near the wing. Body now over to Nicholson for three. It rims out. No good. Sneed fought for the rebound, but it's controlled by Church. Church gets it up to Neal. Neal has to toss the key, drives inside. Now back out to Odom. Odom outside near the wing, 6:30 to play in the corner. Gets it over to Neal for three. It rims in. And Neal having himself a night. 16-8 our score. Bears trail it by 8. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed. Thought he was trying to get it up to Michaels. He just was not there yet, though. It's going to be a turnover on the Bears. 16-8 our score. 6:16 to play in the half. Neal will bring it into the front court for the Bulldogs. Neal gets it over to Watson. Watson controls it here. Gets it back to Neal in the corner. Neal back to Watson now. Watson has stopped the key now over to Church. Church with the basketball. Gets it back to Watson. Watson's going to fire a mid-range jumper. It rims out no good. And it's going to be off the hands of the Bears out of bounds. And it'll be Bulldog basketball. Mammoth fans don't like the call. Bulldogs to inbound, though. They get it into number 4. That's King. King now to Neal in the corner for 3. Actually, he faked it out. Now out to Church for 3. His shot up no good. Matheny's going to control it for the Bears. Pulls down the rebound. Hands it off to Sneed. Sneed gets it up to Matheny. Matheny hands it over to Bob. Bears trail it here by 8 still. Sneed in the corner. Driving along the baseline. Sneed's got to get a shot up. He does! It's up for 2 and it's good. Good job there by Braxton Sneed to get up for 2. And the Bears have chomped that lead back down to 6 now. 16-10 our score, 5:20 to go in the half. Number 11 with it. That's Odom. Odom gets it back to Watson. Watson gets it to Church in the corner. Now back to Odom. Odom down near the wing. Gets it back out to Watson. Watson over to Neal. Neal with the basketball. Neal at the free throw line. Drives inside mid-range. Hook shot up and good. Neal having himself a good game tonight. Number 11 for Tuckerman picks up Nicholson. And it's going to be off the hands of Nicholson out of Erton. Excuse me, no, it's going to be off the hands of the Bulldogs out of bounds. Bears will keep possession here. 4:48 to go in the first half. 18-10 our score. Sneed inbounds it over to Matheny. Matheny hands it off to Boddy. Boddy with the basketball. Boddy hands it off to Matheny outside near the wing. Matheny with it here. Matheny almost had his pass tapped away. Gets it down low to Vandiver. Vandiver shot up off the glass. No good. It's a scuffle for the basketball right now. And they're going to call jump ball. And the Bears will keep possession of it here. Good job by Aiden Matheny, Gavin Vandiver, Colton Boddy. A bunch of bodies down in there trying to get the basketball. Good job by all three of them. So Bear bounce basketball on their end of the floor. Boddy will inbound it here. Boddy gets it into Nicholson. Nicholson to Matheny now. Matheny with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it across to Nicholson. He's got to get a shot up. It's up on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Boddy almost had the offensive rebound, but they get it back. Neal's got it here. Neal, mid-range jumper, up for 2, no good. He gets his own rebound, is going to reset things here. Neal, outside, get a pop of 3, it's off the rim, no good. And it hits the back of the board, and it's going to be Bear basketball. A physical game so far, folks. 18-10 our score, 4 minutes left in the first half. Nicholson with the basketball, guarded by Ashley. He needs some help here. He picks it up from Nicholson. Now back up to Boddy. Boddy's going to pop a 3 from the top of the key. It's no good. And it'll roll out of bounds. And it will be Bulldog basketball. So a tough and fast game being played here so far. So Bulldog basketball. Neal's going to bring it up the floor here. Clock's rolling 3:48. In the second quarter. Neal with it. Neal gets it over to Odom. Now over to Ashley. Ashley with it here. Top the key back to Odom, who's going to pop a 3. It's up on the way. Nothing is next. Odom with the 3. He's got 5 here. That's his first point of the second quarter. So Bear basketball now. They get it across the timeline. Matheny gets it across to Nicholson. Bears trail it by 11. Up top to Matheny. Matheny with the basketball, needs some help. He's going to pop it anyway. It's up, no good. Vandiver trying to get the rebound there. He can't pull it down. It's pulled down by number 3. That's Church. Church gets it over to number 2. That's Neal. Back out to Odom, down low now. Odom with the basketball, back over to Neal. Neal over to Ashley. And now down low to Odom, who's up for 2, and it's good. Odom all around the floor tonight. He's done a good job. Ashley deflected the Bears' pass out of bounds. It'll be Bear basketball, but good defensive play by him. 23-10 our score, 2:49 to play in the half. Nicholson with the basketball. Bears have got to get across the time mark. Up to Snead. Snead's going to cross the timeline. Snead tried to get it over to Boddy and threw it away, and it's going to be a turnover. Odom with it here. Bears have got to get a stop. Neal with the basketball, guarded by Vandiver. Neal going to drive inside. He's going to kick it out to number three, Church. Now over to Odom in the corner for three. It's no good. Nicholson pulls down the rebound. Nicholson, 2:19 to play in the half. Gets it up to Snead. Snead with it. Back over to Nicholson. Across the timeline, 2:10. Now back over to Nicholson. Over to Messini, who's going to put up a three. It's good. Messini with his third three of the night. He's got 9 points. And that brings the Bears back within 10. 23-13 our score. Neal with it. Neal from the free throw line pops a jumper, and it's good. He is having himself quite the night. Bear basketball now. Snead got to get across the timeline. They've got to hurry. Snead gets across, gets it up to Boddy. Boddy with the basketball. He needs some help. Picked up his dribble. Now to Messini. Messini with it at the top of the key. Messini needs some help. Gets it over to Nicholson. Top of the key. Drives inside. Has the ball poked away from him out of bounds. And it'll still be Bear basketball. So a minute 26 left to play here. Caleb Michaels checks back in for Colton Boddy. Nicholson inbounds it to, Messini. Messini in the corner with it. Messini going to try to drive inside, pass it down low to Snead, but it's me off the hands of the Bulldogs. Roll out of bounds. Bear basketball. Here we go, though. We got 4 seconds on the shot clock. Bears will have to draw something up really quick here to get it in the basket. Nicholson, got to get it in. He's got 5 seconds. 5-second violation call, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball. Bears, we're going to have to be quick with it anyway. They only have 4 seconds on that shot clock, but it's going to be a turnover. So Bulldog basketball, a minute 15 to play here in the first half. 30 seconds on the shot clock and counting. 25-13 our score. Bears trailing by 12. Number 22, that's Gates with it. Gates gets it over to number 2. That's Neal. Back out to Gates. Going to pop a 3 off the glass. No good. Neal gets the offensive rebound. Back up and in. Neal having himself twice the game, twice the second quarter. He's nearing double figures if he's not there already. Michaels gets the inbound. Now over to Snead. 45 seconds to go in the half. He's going to try to skip it down low to Vandiver. He, I think, counted it a foul. And Vandiver's got the chance at a 3-point play. A good pass by Steen, a good bucket there by Vandiver. They call that foul on number 11. That's Odom, his first of the game. Vandiver's here from the free throw line. Vandiver picked up his first two of the game. Third chance on the way, and it's up and good. We've got a sub coming in here. Ashley is going to check out for the Bulldogs as Watson will check in. Bears still trail it by 11, 41.7 seconds to go in the second quarter. Neal with the basketball. About a 5-second differential between the shot clock and game clock. Looks like they're going to try to run that clock all the way down, or at least as far as they can, here at the late part of the first half. 23 seconds now. Down to 20. 27-16 our score. Bears trail by 11. And now they're going to start their offense. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Neal in the corner. Neal gets it over to Odom. Odom goes up. It's taken away by Messini. Messini with the basketball. 8 seconds to go. Gets it down low to Michaels. Michaels, jumper up. No good, but he's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. Caleb Michaels, really physical down low, able to draw the foul and head to the free throw line for a chance at 2 points here. They call that foul on number 3. That is his second foul. That's Church. And Michaels' first free throw attempt up and no good. Caleb Michaels got one more on the way here. 4.1 seconds on the clock. Body checked in for Vandiver. Michaels, second free throw on the way. It rims out no good. And Nicholson gets the offensive rebound. It's going to be Bear basketball as it rolled out of bounds off the hands of the Bulldogs. They've got 1.7 seconds to go here. 1.7 seconds to get a shot up. And we got some subs coming in for the Bulldogs. Church and number 22, that's Gates, will take a seat. I believe Ashley, and then number 4, that is King, checked in. Matheny with the basketball at the horn, no good, and that is the end of our first half. 27-16 our score. Bears trail it by 11. We'll be back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. And at halftime, the Mammoth Spring Bears trail the Tuckerman Bulldogs 27-16 our score. And folks, let me tell you, it has been a physical and a fast ball game here to start things off. We're looking forward to a good second half. That's about 7.5 minutes away. Let's go over your scoring summary here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They started out with 8 points in the first half, and then they finished the second half with just 16 points. And then on the Tuckerman Bulldogs side of things, they started out with 13 points at the end of the first quarter and had 27 points at the end of the second quarter. That brings us up to our score at halftime, 27-16. Still totaling the player stats here at halftime. We're going to step away for another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have some individual stats for you from Tuckerman. Again, that's in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And we're right at under 5 minutes here until we're back to our second half here in Tuckerman, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. Let me start off by saying a good showing on the other side, on the home side, by Bear fans. Terrific showing by them, and I'm sure the Bears and the Lady Bears appreciate them showing off and showing out tonight here in Tuckerman. Sure appreciate them making the drive. Your score at halftime, 27-16. Let's talk about how we got there. For the Bears, the leading scorer tonight so far is Aiden Matheny. He hit back-to-back threes in the first quarter, and then he hit a really big one in the second quarter. That brings him to 9 points. And then Snead is following behind him with 4 points, 2 in the first, 2 in the second. And then a big three by, I actually had that jotted down for Vandiver. But I'm sorry. He got the 3-point play from the free throw line. Vandiver has 3 in the second quarter and for the half so far. Now let's look on the other side of the scorebook for the Tuckerman senior boys, the Bulldogs, leading all scorers with 14 points. It's number 2, Neil. And I obviously was not in the locker room at halftime, but I would assume some of those adjustments that the Bears made at halftime would have to include locking Neil down and trying to keep him away from the basket, or away from shooting at the basket anyway. Right behind him, number 11, Odom, has 7 points. And then, let's see here, number 1, Watson, has 6. So only 3 players for each team have scored in this game tonight, and that brings us to 27-16, our score. Both teams have just retaken the floor, getting some shots up. Whenever we come back here in about 2 minutes, we're going to take a look at the bracket and see what teams are where. We'll talk about that in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Spring, we offer unique programs that can help us grow and prepare for the future, whether it's in the classroom, on the field, or in the arts.
It's not just about what we learn. It's about who we are, a community.
We're more than just a school. We're a place where every student can thrive.
There's something for everyone at Mammoth Spring.
If you're looking for a change in your child's education, make Mammoth Spring your school of choice.
Apply by May 1st. Visit mammothspringschools.com for more information.
Mammoth Spring School District is an equal opportunity provider.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Well, both teams back in their respective huddles here right as our halftime activities have come to an end. Just under a minute until we're ready for that second half. So let's go over the bracket really quick here. We'll start on the girl side of things. In the game today, let's see here. Actually, yeah, let's start off on the top side of the boys' bracket. Sloan Hendricks defeated Marshall. They will advance to play Thursday against the number one seeded ICC Cougars. They'll play at 5:20. On the bottom side, the decider of this game, whoever wins this one, will advance to play the second-seeded Cedar Ridge Timberwolves. That game takes place Thursday at 8. And then on the, let's see, the girls' side of things, we'll start on the top side of the bracket here. Marshall defeated Mammoth Spring in the game earlier today. They advanced to play number one seeded ICC. That game is Thursday at 4. And then, let's see here, Tuckerman defeated Crowley's, or excuse me, defeated Cedar Ridge. And Tuckerman advances to play the number two seeded team, Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. That game Thursday at 6:40. Of course, all of those games depending on where the snow ends up, how heavy it is, what roads are covered, what aren't, how many kids can get to school. A lot of implications on who might be able to play come Thursday. So we're back underway here in Tuckerman. And it was Bulldog basketball, but it rolled out of bounds off the hands of the Bulldogs. It'll be Bear basketball now. 7:50 to go. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed gets across the timeline. That full court press, not much of a challenge for him that go around. Sneed will set up his offense. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Sneed gets it over to Matheny out near the half court line. Gets it back to Nicholson. Nicholson out near the logo. Now to Sneed. Sneed going to drive inside, puts up a shot, no good. And Sneed gets his own rebound. Sneed puts it back up off the glass. No good. And it's going to be pulled down here by the Bulldogs. Neal pushes it. Gets it out to Watson. Watson back to Neal now. Neal with the basketball. Neal drives inside. Now pops it out to Watson. He's going to put up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down by Michael. Bears still trail it by 11 here. 7:05 our score. 7 minutes to go. Bear basketball. Matheny with it. Matheny drives down low, drives along the baseline, picks up the shot. He's going to put it up. It's up and good. No foul call, but he did get hit on that one. And it's going to be a Bear bucket from Matheny. Good job by Matheny down low there. Neal with the basketball here. They're on their side of the floor. 6:40 to play. Gets it over to Watson. Watson now back to Neal. Neal up at the top of the key. He's going to drive inside, puts up a shot. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Vandiver. Very physical down there. No foul called either. Letting him play here a little bit in the third quarter. Nicholson gets it up the floor. He's at the top of the key. Nicholson now over to Vandiver. Vandiver to Matheny. Matheny's going to put up a three. It's off the spring box, no good. And Neal pulls it down. Neal's going to push it across the timeline. Neal at the top of the key now. Neal with it. Neal gets it over to Watson. And it's going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Bulldogs. It's going to be Bear basketball. Sneed will pass it in here. Sneed gets it into Watson. Watson back to Vandiver. Or excuse me, Caleb Michaels back to Vandiver. Vandiver gets it over to Sneed. Sneed across the timeline up to Nicholson, who's going to fire a three. It's off the rim, no good. Caleb Michaels with the rebound down low. No foul called, and they're going to take away the basketball. Neal's got numbers. He pushes mid-range jumper, pulls up, no good. And it's going to be rebounded off the hands. Oh, Rice had the rebound. It went out of bounds off the hands of him. And it's going to be Bulldog basketball. 27-16, still our score here. They get it down low to number three. That is Church. His shot no good. And it's pulled down by Michaels. Now to Matheny. Matheny pushes it up to Nicholson across the half-court line. Nicholson will set up his offense. 28 seconds here on the shot clock. Almost had it taken away by Odom. He gets it over to Vandiver, though. Vandiver to Matheny now. Matheny with the basketball. Matheny now to Michaels. Michaels out near the top of the key over to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Michaels, who dribbles inside. Now in the corner to Sneed. Pops a three. It's good! Sneed for three. It's good. That brings the Bears back within six. 27-21 our score. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 27-21. Braxton Sneed brings it back within six. Number two, Neal with the basketball. Neal over to Watson. Back to Neal. Neal thought about popping that three way out near the logo. Pulls it back down, though, to Church. Now over to Watson in the corner. Watson gets it over to King. Now back to Watson. Watson skips it across to Odom in the corner. Now to Neal. Neal's going to drive inside, puts up a shot. It's off the rim, no good. And there, Watson's going to pull down the rebound. Watson drives inside. He's going to put up a jumper. It's up and good. Watson gets his first 2 points of the half here. He's got eight so far tonight. Matheny with it. Almost had it taken away, but he gets across the mid-floor line. Now puts it up to Nicholson. Back to Matheny now. Matheny needs some help, and gets it back to Nicholson. Nicholson in the corner. He's going to need some help. And I think they're going to say, yeah, foul was called. I thought they were going to call Rice out of bounds, but they're going to say he was shoved. That foul called on number two. That is Neal's second foul of the game. And it's Bear basketball. Sneed gets it on the inbound. Gets it over to Messini, who's going to pop a deep three. Oh, it goes in. So I think they're going to count the bucket, and then a foul was committed under the basket, and I think it's going to remain Bear basketball. I don't know if they're going to count that bucket or not. Score hadn't changed just yet. They get it into Sneed. Sneed going to put up the shot. It's up for two, no good. They're going to call it over the back foul on Vandiver. Down low, they're going to call that over the back on Vandiver. And Coach Cooper's wanting them to count that three-pointer. And they're going to count that three-point shot. That's going to bring the Bears within, I believe that's going to be five, yeah. 29-24 our score. Sneed's three-pointer earlier got counted. 29-24 our score. Bears trail by five. Good second half for them so far. Church in the corner with it for the Bulldogs. Watson now with the basketball. Gets it over to Neal. Neal is top of the key. Back to Watson. Watson thought about shooting the three. He steps out of bounds. It's going to be Bear basketball. Turnover on the Bulldogs for stepping out of bounds. It's going to be Bear basketball. And feel that momentum kind of shifting towards the Bears' side. They're going to get it into Messini, who's going to shoot it way over his head. Sneed was the inbounder there. Thought it was going to get it into Messini, but it went way over my head on the media table. And that's a turnover. The Bears' defense will draw back up here on the Bulldogs' side of the floor. Ashley's going to inbound it for him. Gets it into, that is Neal. Neal is having one heck of a game tonight. So he hasn't scored any points in the third quarter so far, so good job by the Bears defense. Odom gets it over to Neal. Neal outside, now to Watson. Watson in the corner to Ashley. Ashley gets it taken away by Vandiver. Vandiver with the basketball. Bears have numbers. Bears still with the basketball. Had it poked away by the Bulldogs. And that's going to be a turnover. They push it up the floor to Watson. Watson. Pass it out to Odom. They're going to slow things down here. Watson has stopped the key. Gets it down low to number four. That is King. And they're going to call an offensive foul. Good job, Rice Nicholson. He set up for the charge, and he took it. They call that foul on number four, King. Good job there by Rice Nicholson to be prepared for the offensive foul. He took it. And it's Bear basketball now. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed going to bring it across the timeline. Oh, it goes off his foot in the backcourt. They've got to get some help. I believe they called a full timeout. Coach Cooper wants to talk it over and save his team from the 10-second violation. Good call. 2:57 left in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
I want to say thanks to some of the folks helping bring you Bear basketball tonight on K-Country 95. That includes Cleary Funeral Home in Sayre and Alton, Forsler's in Sayre and Ash Flat, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Sayre, Dustin Walters, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Sayre and Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing is there, the Sayre Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering is there, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Springs School District, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Taylor Brubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Ozark Healthcare, Monarch Realty in Sayre Willow Springs in West Plains, and the Missouri Forest Products Association. The Bear basketball, and this full press defense has been causing the Bears some headaches here in the second half. Messini gets it across the timeline, though, almost choked away by Watson. Messini's going to drive straight to the basketball, straight to the basket, but he traveled, and it's going to be a turnover. Aiden Messini traveled with the basketball, turnover on the Bears, and now the Bears defense going to have to step up. Bulldogs with it here. Watson gets it in the corner to number four, that's King. Now back over to Neal. Good job by Aiden Messini, pokes it out of bounds. And it's going to be Bulldog basketball. 24 seconds remain on that shot clock. 2:37 to go in the third quarter. They get it into Watson. Watson will drive, and he tried to pass it down low to Ashley, and it's going to be off the hands of the Bulldogs, out of bounds. Bear basketball. 29-24, our score. Bear basketball here. Matheny gets it in. Matheny with it here. Matheny drives across the timeline. Picks up his dribble near the midcourt line. Gets it back to Nicholson. Nicholson's going to set up his offense. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Nicholson gets it over to Vandiver. Back. Vandiver's going to hang on to it. Now off to Matheny. Matheny's going to drive inside. Puts up a shot. It's off the rim. No good. And they're in a fight for it down low. Vandiver with the offensive rebound. It's blocked, but it's pulled down by Nicholson. Nicholson gets it across to Sneed for three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Michaels with the offensive rebound. And now it's taken away by number two, Neal. Neal's going to push it up for two. It's good. So Neal scores. It's back 31-24 now, our score. A minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Taken away again by the Bulldogs. Neal hands it off to Watson. His shot up for two. Counted and a foul. Counted and a foul for Neal. He has woken up here in the second, the second half. And he's got the chance for a three-point play. Already his fourth point. They call that foul on Braxton Sneed. That's Braxton's second of the game. Got to be a little bit more cautious here. Not too bad, though, with a minute 37 to go in the third quarter. That was Watson that actually scored those. I'm sorry. Those 2 points. And he actually made his basket as well from the free throw line. So it was Watson who made those. He's got 5 points as well here in the second half. Nicholson across the timeline for the Bears. Very physical game here. Vandiver now with it. Vandiver out near the top of the key. Got to get it back to somebody. Gets it off to Nicholson. Nicholson with it here. Back to Matheny. Bears playing hard right now. Down 10. Matheny with the basketball. Guarded by Ashley. He gets it down low to Sneed. Sneed's going to go up for two. It's up and good. Good job by Braxton Sneed to get up for two there. He's got his 8th point of the third quarter. Neal with it. Bears playing defense here. 57 seconds, down 8. 23 on the shot clock. Neal tried to throw it to his teammate, Ashley, who was in the corner. He wasn't there. It sails out of bounds off his hand. Bear basketball. 51.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nicholson's got it. Nicholson with the basketball here. Nicholson's got to get across the timeline. That he does. Now he's going to set up his offense. Nicholson picks up his dribble. He's got to get help now. Now to Matheny. Very physical game. They're going to call a foul. I believe they're going to call that on Watson. That's who they call it on. That's his first of the game and fourth of the half. So Nicholson will inbound it from the sideline about halfway down at midcourt. Gets it over to Matheny. Matheny almost lost it on the midcourt line. Now gets it back to Nicholson. Good save there by Matheny. Nicholson with it. He gets it poked out by Watson. That's his second foul. Picked up two really quick there. Nicholson's all right. He settled the floor pretty hard. And I think that's going to send Nicholson. It is. That's going to send Nicholson to the free throw line for the 1-1 now. So with 28.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Bears in the 1-1, and that will be helpful. So Nicholson puts a shot up. It's good. Nicholson with his first points of the game from the free throw line tonight, first point anyway. He's got the chance to make it points with the second one here. It's up on the way, and it is good. The Bears back 34-28 now, down by 6, 28.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Body's going to check in. Nicholson's going to check out. Nicholson has put in some good minutes here in the third quarter. Neal with the basketball. Shot clock's off, down to 20 seconds now. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter, down to 15. Neal still with it here. Neal down to 10. Neal with 10 seconds, down to 8. Gets it in the corner to Watson, who's going to pop a 3. It's off the side of the backboard, no good. Neal gets his own rebound, pops up a 3 off the rim, no good. And the horn's going to expire before they can get a shot off. And that is how your third quarter will come to an end. 34-28 our score. We've got your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And welcome back here to Tuckerman High School. We've got 8 minutes on the clock. We're set for the fourth quarter. Folks, don't go away. A good ball game and a good finish in store here. 34-28 our score, Bear basketball. Messini's got it down low. He thought about shooting it, and it's going to go free. It's going to be off the hands of the Bears, out of bounds, turnover, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball. Body's going to check out here. Nicholson's going to check back in. He checked out very late third quarter. Now he's back in the ball game. Had a whistle. Not sure why they stopped play there. They're going to let him re-inbound it. So Neal will bring it up the floor. He'll set up his offense. 7:40 to play. He's going to fire a deep three, and it's off the glass, and it's good. That is just hard to defend right there. Good play by him. 5 points here in this second half. Nicholson with the basketball. They trail it by 11, or excuse me, trail it by 9. 37-28 our score. Nicholson has it out near the logo there across that timeline. Gets it over to Matheny. Matheny gets it over to Michaels, now to Vandiver, now to Nicholson. Nicholson at the top of the key, going to drive inside, puts up a shot off the glass, no good, and it's pulled down by Odom of the Bulldogs. He puts it up to Neal. Neal's got numbers. Neal going to drive along the baseline, passes it out to Watson, and it's going to be taken away by Nicholson. And they're going to say it went off the hands of the Bulldogs, out of bounds. Good job. Good defensive play there by Rice Nicholson to get them to toss it out of bounds. Bear basketball now. Down 9. Sneed with it here. Sneed gets it into Vandiver. Had it poked away from him, and it's taken away by Church. Church gets it down low to number 4. King gets up, and it's good. King with his first 2 points of the game. Michaels with it here in the backcourt. Got to get it across. Gets it up to Nicholson. Nicholson driving along the sideline. He's across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Now up to Michaels. Michaels loses the ball out of bounds, but it's going to go off the hands of the Bulldogs and stay Bear basketball. And we've got a timeout called by the Bears. We'll take it with them. 39-28 our score. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And back here at the Tuckerman High School, a good ball game, folks. 39-28 our score. Bears trail it by 11. And I know that's a double-digit lead, but, folks, let me tell you, it's been a back-and-forth game all evening long. So this is a big ball game, big implications here. It's the 2A2 District Tournament at Tuckerman. It's a winner-go-home game. Winner will punch their ticket to regionals and advance in the district tournament. Loser hangs up their hat and heads home. So a big ball game here for both of these teams. And you can tell it. All these seniors out on the floor know that it could be their last game, and they're fighting like it. So Sneed gets the inbound here off to Nicholson. Nicholson gets it over to back to Sneed. Sneed dribbles around. Had it poked away, but Michaels was able to recover it. Now to Messini. Messini at the top of the key. Has it taken away by Neal, and now they're on the floor for it. Jump ball called, and that's going to be Bulldog basketball. Bulldog basketball here, 39-28 our score, 6:14 to go. Bears have got to get a stop on this defensive side. Shot clock and regular clock rolling down to 29 now. 6:06 left to play. Neal's going to drive inside now at the Church. Now to Odom. Odom gets it to Watson. Thought about popping that three. Going to pull it back out. Now to Neal. Neal thought about the three as well. He's going to dribble around back to Watson. Watson will take it. It's up and rims out. No good. But good job down low by number three. That was Church who popped it back in. And he extends that lead. That lead extended to 41-28 now. As Michaels has the ball almost taken away from him, and he gets it back, though. Michaels, good job to get it back. And we've got a timeout called by, we're going to have a timeout called by the Bulldogs? I'm not sure what they called, actually. But it's going to be Bulldog basketball here. They may have called a foul. I have not seen it on the board yet, if so. Anyway, it is Bulldog basketball now. 5:28 left to play. Bulldog basketball. Bears trail it by 13. Odom has it. Gets it off to Watson. Watson tried to get it down low, but it's taken away by Boddy. Boddy for the Bears. He's going to push it across the timeline. 5:14 to go. Boddy gets it over to Nicholson. Now over to Messini. Messini going to pop it from the logo off the front of the rim. No good. And it's going to be pulled down by Neal. Neal is the center of this offense for the Bulldogs. He's had him quiet tonight. Double figures by halftime. And he's, I think that's 5 points here in the second half. Kickball violation on the Bears. Good defense by Braxton Sneed. And it will be Bulldog basketball, or will remain Bulldog basketball. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 4:50 to go. Odom with it here. Odom gets it down low to Neal. Now to Church. Church going to drive inside, puts it up for two. Shot no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line. They call that foul on number 12 for the Bears. That's Colton Boddy. That's his first foul of the game. And number three, Church, will head to the free throw line for two here. He picked up his first 2 points not long ago. Got a chance to extend that to four here. First shot up on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Church with the basketball at the free throw line. Got one more on the way. Church's shot up on the way. It is good. So Church picks up his third point of the night. Need full court pressure in here. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs, causing the Bears some headaches. Need's going to inbound it. Need gets it into Boddy. 10 seconds is counting here. Boddy drives along the sideline. Good job by him. Gets across the timeline. Picked up his dribble. Got to get some help here. Gets it off to Nicholson. Nicholson will start up his offense. Down 14. Got to get something going. Off to Sneed now. Sneed had it taken away, but they're going to call a foul on number one. That is Watson's third foul of the game here. And that will send Braxton Sneed, I believe, to the free throw line for two shots. I'm sorry. Actually, no. They're going to inbound it here. Boddy gets it inbounded to Nicholson. Nicholson hands it over to Messini. Messini back to Nicholson. Nicholson dribbles near the wing. Now to Boddy. Boddy stops the key. Going to drive inside. Back out to Nicholson, who pops a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And now it's Bulldog basketball. Watson with it here. Watson gets it over to Neal, who's going to fire a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down by Caleb Michaels. Michaels gets it up to Nicholson. Nicholson across that timeline. 4 minutes to go here. Nicholson hands it off to Boddy. Winner advances to the regionals. And the district tournament, advances in the district tournament. Loser goes home. Messini at the top of the key here. Has it poked away out of bounds, but it will remain Bear basketball. Caleb Michaels going to check out here for the Bears. Vandiver will check back in. Sneed's going to inbound it, calls out his play, and he just sends it in the backcourt to Nicholson. Nicholson gets it across the line up to Boddy. Boddy drives inside. Picks up his dribble, gets it out to Sneed, who's going to fire a three. It's up off the rim, rims out, no good. And Vandiver tried to fight for it, but number three, that's Church, pulls it down. Now Neal with it. Neal across the timeline, 3:30 to play. Neal gets it over to Watson. Watson in the corner, back over to Church. Church gets it, or tried to get it down low to Gates, but that's going to be taken away by the Bears. Messini with it, pushes it up to Boddy. Boddy gets it to Vandiver, and he's going to be fouled down low. Not sure if they'll call that on the shot, but I think they're going to call it on the floor. They will call that on the floor. Call that foul number 22. That is Gates. He was guarding Vandiver really hard there, and they called the foul on him. They get it into Snead. Snead near the free throw line, puts up a mid-range jumper. It'll roll around and in. Braxton Snead picking up his first points of the fourth quarter here. Brings that lead back down to 12 for the Bulldogs. 42-30 our score. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ashley down low. His shot no good, but they're going to call Messini for a foul. And that'll send Ashley to the free throw line for two shots here. Messini picks up his first foul of the game. Got a chance to take that lead back to 14 here with these free throws. Ashley with no points yet. First one's up on the way off the front of the rim. Got a sub coming in here for the Bears. Michaels is going to check in for Body. Down low, Snead's going to check out or move into the block spot where Snead was. Ashley, second free throw up on the way. It's good. Ashley with his first point of the game. Snead's going to inbound it here for the Bears. They trail by 13, 2:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Nicholson with it here. Nicholson across the timeline. Nicholson gets it over to Messini. Messini with 2:50 to go. Messini's still with it here. Messini has it poked away by the Bulldogs. Vandiver tried to save it. It's going to roll out of bounds. They're going to say it's off the hands of the Bulldogs. Bear basketball here. 43-30 our score. 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. They get it into Nicholson. Coach Cooper calls out his play. Nicholson gets it over to Snead. Snead to Vandiver. Now to Messini. Gets it down low to Snead. Taken away by Neal. Neal for the Bulldogs. Pushes it down the floor. Neal going to hand it off to Gates. Gates over to Church. Back to Gates now. Gates over to Neal. Neal drives inside. Pass it back out to Watson for three. It rims out. No good. And that's number three. Church trying to get the rebound. Ashley finally gets it. But throws it into a Bear. Caleb Michaels down there grabbed it. They stop the clock again. Looks like we didn't get the shot clock reset there in time. Coach Cooper telling his team we've got to go. Down 13, 2:06 to play. So Snead is going to inbound it here. Full court pressure is on by the Bulldogs. They get it in to Messini. Messini passed it way up the floor. Nicholson's got numbers. He puts it up. No shot. Actually, shot is going to go, but it doesn't go in. They're going to say he gets two from the line. Nicholson probably one of the better ones you want at the free throw line. One of your guards. Nicholson's first one is off the front of the rim. No good. They call that foul on number one. That is his fourth foul. That is Watson's fourth foul of the game. Nicholson, second shot, rims out, no good. Vandiver's got the rebound. Vandiver dribbles, puts it up, and in! Vandiver with his first 2 points of the half here. And that brings the Bears back within 11. 43-32, a minute 50 to go. Watson with the basketball. Neal. Neal hands it over to Odom, now to Watson. Watson sets up his offense. They're trying to run as much clock as they can. Bulldogs trying to steal their victory here. Gets it over to Watson. Watson, listen here. Hands it over to number four. Now back to Neal. Neal's going to drive inside. Hands it out to number 11. Odom, his three no good. They get the offensive rebound. Number four, King, had it there. And they're going to reset that shot clock and run it down some more. Big game here. Winner advances to the regionals and advances in the district tournament. Loser hangs up their hat and heads home. Neal with the basketball, got it off to Church. Now back to Neal. Neal with it down, or Bears down 11 with a minute to go, just under 1 minute. Shot clock down to 9. Neal with it here, going to pop a three from the top of the key. It rims out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Church. He goes up for two, it's no good, but he's fouled and is going to get two at the free throw line. They call that foul on Vandiver. That's his fourth foul. Josh Rivers about to come off the bench for the Bears. So Church at the free throw line. His first shot up on the way. It is good. Church with his fourth point of the fourth quarter. He's got one more on the way. The Bears, if they want to get back in this thing, they've got to shoot quick. Got to shoot quick for the Bears. Second shot up on the way. It's good. That makes it a 13-point deficit here for the Bears. Sneed with the basketball. We've got an offensive foul called. Call it on number 24. That's Gavin Vandenberg. That's going to be his fifth foul. And Body is going to check in here for Vandenberg. So Vandenberg, the senior, fouls out in his district 2A2 district game here at Tuckerman. Big loss to that Bear offense right now. 36 seconds. They're going to try to run as much clock as they can here. The Bulldogs will. 45-32 our score. Down to 29 seconds now. Bears don't look like they're going to foul right now. Watson with the basketball. Watson hands it off to number four. That's King. King back over to Watson. Rivers almost got it taken away, or had the takeaway. And then number three down low. Church puts it back up and in. Church sat him quite the fourth quarter. 4 seconds to go, and it's going to go out of bounds off hands of the Bears. 2.2 left, and the Bears sadly going to lose this basketball game. 15-point deficit, 2.2 to go. Actually, the Bears are going to retain possession here. They get it into Rivers. Rivers is going to fire at the horn. Oh, he's going to get fouled, and he's going to shoot three free throws in this ballgame. They've got 0.3 on the clock. They call that on number 11. That's Odom, his second foul. And, again, Rivers at the free throw line for three shots here. Rivers gets set for his first one. Hits up on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rivers got two more here. Second one coming. Off the rim, no good. One more. Actually, they're going to say that was just two shots. I thought they called it for a three. Well, that's the end of our ball game. 47-32 our score. Mammoth Springs falls to the Tuckerman Bulldogs on their home floor. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we will wrap this thing up from Tuckerman. Just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False.